AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are in battleground state Michigan, looking for support from Arab Americans. Harris says she heard reports from the Trump team that he is exhausted.
That's apparently the excuse for why he's not doing interviews. And of course, he's not doing the CNN town hall. He refuses to do another debate. And, you know, look, being president of the United States is probably one of the hardest jobs in the world. And so we really do need to ask if he's exhausted being on the campaign trail. Is he fit to do the job?
Donald Trump was asked if he will release his health records.
Obviously, I'm in the middle of a very big and very contentious fight. We're leading. I've given my health exams. I've also done cognitive tests twice, and I've aced them, meaning a perfect score. I want to see her do a cognitive test because she couldn't ace because she wasn't born smart.
Trump is trying to capitalize in Michigan on frustration with Harris over the backing of Israel's offensive in Gaza and its invasion of Lebanon. There are no indications Israel or Hamas are willing to budge to reach a ceasefire and hostage deal in Gaza after the death of Hamas's leader. President Biden was asked if Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is leaning towards a deal.
We're in the middle of discussions on that. I'm not going to do that.
Hamas says hostages will not be released until there's a ceasefire in Gaza and a withdrawal of Israeli troops. There is a massive power outage in Cuba. Millions of homes don't have electricity. Emergency measures are in effect in Cuba to slash demand, including suspending classes and canceling non-essential services. Candles or lanterns can be seen inside some homes in Cuba. In Northern California, Pacific Gas and Electric shut off power in 12 counties as a major Diablo wind, notorious in the fall for its hot, dry gusts, increased the risk of power lines sparking a wildfire. This is AP News. A copy of the Constitution, before it was ratified, sold for $9 million at an auction in North Carolina.
There are only 8 known copies of this document still in existence from 1787. This is the only one that was privately held. Appraiser Seth Caller.
A ratification copy of the United States Constitution, actually signed by the one person who had to sign it, Charles Thompson.
Thompson was the Secretary of the Congress, believed to have sent signed copies to each of the 13 original states for residents to vote on. There's also a letter from George Washington asking for ratification. This prized document, sold by Brunk Auctions for $9 million, was recently found inside a filing cabinet at a property once owned by a former North Carolina governor. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.